WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The president talking about the deadly shooting in New York City.
President Trump in Scotland posts on social media Tuesday morning that he was briefed on the shooting that took place Monday evening in Midtown Manhattan, saying it's a place that he knows and loves. The president said he trusts law enforcement will determine why the suspect committed what he calls, quote, a senseless act of violence, and says his heart is with the families of the four victims. Police sources tell ABC the man who opened fire in the Manhattan office building that houses the NFL headquarters had a note claiming he suffered from the brain disease CTE. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There is a suspect in custody in Nevada, and three people are dead following a shooting outside a casino in Reno. Hotel guests said they saw people running and screaming away from the resort's valet area Tuesday. The intense heat that's been blanketing much of the country will continue for at least another day for most of us. Federal Reserve has started its July two-day meeting. It's not expected to raise interest rates. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's Secretary of State will not be considering a run for governor, but lieutenant governor could be on the table. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was on the shortlist of potential Democratic contenders for governor. Instead, an advisor says she's going to explore her options in the weeks ahead, and any campaign she'd launch would be with the support of elected and local Democrats. Meanwhile, Wisconsin officially has its first case this year of West Nile virus. The Department of Health Services announced someone tested positive in Barron County. They've found mosquitoes in Lafayette and Milwaukee counties carrying the virus so far this year. On average, 18 Wisconsinites get West Nile every year. We're not at the peak, though. Most people test positive in August and September. The best ways to prevent getting it: avoid mosquito bites altogether. Wear bug spray, long pants, and long sleeves, and don't give them easy breeding grounds. If you find any standing water, try to dump it out. Meanwhile, new numbers on a rare tick-borne virus here in Wisconsin. Officials from the Department of Health Services tell me two people here in Wisconsin have now died and nine have been infected. Joanne Krulatz explains the Powassan virus. It pops up every summer here in the Badger State.
The State Department of Health Services recommends you get tested for the Powassan virus, which is transmitted through an infected deer tick. It's the same tick that spreads Lyme disease and several other illnesses. Powassan virus can lead to a mild illness or neurological disease. Some symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, and weakness. While the virus is rare, Wisconsin reported 12 cases last year, the second highest number in the U.S. behind Minnesota. You can prevent tick bites by wearing repellent, long-sleeved clothing, and tucking your pants into socks.
That's Joanne Krulatz. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4. But a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah. It's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More and more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul VandenPlas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special live show from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin as we talk to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, along with Brady Ewing as my guest co-host.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I don't know. I'd say Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I would say McCabe. I'd say Strzok, Page. I'd say Brennan, Comey, Clapper. Send them all. Lock them all up. Send them to Guantanamo Bay. I got to jump.
Been referred, and let's hope they prosecute. Uh-huh.
That would be Senator Ron Johnson?
Yep.
Okay. I need this guy right now. Like, right this. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirchner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got the Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Yeah. I don't know if people can see on camera. This is going to involve tricking Glenn into a lot more segments. Hi, Glenn.
I already asked him. He said yes.
One more. Oh, yay.
One more.
Good morning, Steph. Good morning.
Glenn, you just heard that. Where are we? CIA Director John Ratcliffe, this is a couple days ago, right, said he told Fox's Maria Bartiromo it's possible there could be criminal prosecutions of several high-profile Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and John Brennan. Can you just talk about this for a minute?
Steph, how long has Donald Trump been saying he's going to prosecute his enemies? Uh-huh. The list is endless, right?
Yep.
How many of them have been indicted, have been tried, have been convicted? Zero. None of them will be indicted, tried, or convicted. You know, the federal judiciary stands ready, in my opinion, to cram vindictive prosecutions down the throats of the DOJ lawyers who are foolish enough to put their bar licenses on the line to try to go into court and do Donald Trump's dirty bidding. It's not going to happen. All of this is to distract from Donald Trump's imploding presidency.
Glenn, some of it with him like threatening to revoke Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship, most of us go like, that he can't do. Even
no,
an act of Congress can't do that.
Authority.
Like, you know, so, but this kind of stuff, I mean, this headline I read earlier, GOP stops short of backing Gabbard and Trump on arresting Obama officials. Well, you know, I think as Jim Himes said, prosecute them, bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, he said, the reason I want charges brought is because there's not a court in the United States that will do anything other than laugh hysterically over the BS that Tulsi Gabbard is peddling right now. I mean,
yeah, and I tend to agree with the congressman in theory. Bring it on. Bring as many vindictive, evidence-free prosecutions as you want, because it will expose you to the American people as being somebody, you know, who is just in it for revenge. He has no evidence that these people committed crimes. Steph, if he did, how long has he been promising to go after, you know, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for openers? He's gone after nobody criminally. This is clickbait. This is the equivalent of clickbait. It's all that. This is all this is.
The Obama, you know, arrest, and that's straight out of QAnon. You know, that's the ultimate look over here away from the Epstein thing, right?
Yeah. 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 And he's posting memes, you know, I mean, the whole thing is intended as a distraction. And, you know, I hate to even say, guess what? President Obama would have presidential immunity under the Supreme Court ruling for anything he did while in office. So it's just nonsense piled on top of nonsense.
But that's the point. It's like, remember I said this when we talked previously, Glenn, about Trump 2.0. Are you going to need any evidence? I mean, I don't even understand what Tulsi Gabbard thinks she's released. It's nothing new. Which is the same conclusion about 2016 and Trump Russia. No one ever said they changed votes. Russia changed votes.
In a court of law, you need evidence. You know, there's a reason Donald Trump doesn't actually bring these prosecutions or order his DOJ to bring these prosecutions. Remember how he was forever saying he did nothing wrong, he will be vindicated in court. The minute he walked into a court proper and the rules of law and the rules of procedure and the rules of evidence governed, that dude was convicted of 34 felony crimes in a New York minute. Literally, the jury banged him out 34 guilty verdicts like that. That's because in a court of law, you can't get away with the kind of garbage that you can get away with in the court of public opinion, and I think even Donald Trump knows that.
So bring us up to date on this whole Epstein thing, because it is just, it is mind-bogglingly, like, apparently AutoPen did it now. AutoPen added added him to the Epstein files. I mean, none of the timeline makes sense for who he's saying wrote the Epstein files or planted his name in them or whatever. This whole party is acting as his, you know, defense team, right? Mike Johnson has resisted a bipartisan push to publish the Epstein files, claiming it would be reckless to release uncorroborated material. Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie, they're promoting a discharge petition to force the House to vote on a resolution requiring that they hand over the Epstein files. They said the resolution would improperly disclose the identity of Epstein's victims. First of all, many of them are speaking out.
Yeah.
Right. So they're already we played three of them this morning already. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if we go back to the basics, whose Department of Justice criminally indicted Jeffrey Epstein in 2019? Donald Trump's Department of Justice, headed up by Bill Barr. Whose Department of Justice criminally indicted Ghislaine Maxwell in 2020? Donald Trump and Bill Barr's Department of Justice. So he's not even fooling the gullible when he says these cases were ginned up by Democrats. Sport, you and your dirty Attorney General Bill Barr, the, you know, cover-up Attorney General, are the ones who indicted these cases. You know, it all falls apart. And then on the other end of this debacle, he sends his own former criminal defense attorney, who, you know, is the keeper of Donald Trump's incriminating secrets. That's the nature of the attorney-client relationship. And Todd Blanche was in an attorney-client relationship with Donald Trump for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So he is still the keeper of Donald Trump's dirty secrets, because the attorney-client privilege never ends, even if the representation ends. And this is the dude he sends to sit down with Ghislaine Maxwell for 9 hours and try to get her to say, what, Donald Trump never did anything wrong, trust me.
I mean, Glenn, this it's all the same stuff we've talked about, but it's all out in the open now. The witness tampering, the pardon dangling, the possible obstruction of justice, and destruction of evidence. I mean, do you worry that he's having these files scrubbed or destroying evidence or doing what? And what do we do about that, if so?
I do worry. I hope there were enough safeguards built in during the Biden years that these files would have been protected. There would be multiple copies. They would be in the hands of honest, ethical DOJ folks who are still at the federal prosecutor's office in New York. That's the office that prosecuted Maxwell and tried to prosecute Epstein before he turned up dead in his cell. So I'm hoping there are enough copies of these files that there's no way Donald Trump and his dirty lawyers at DOJ can plant stuff in them or pull stuff out of them. But, you know, it all remains to be seen this is like a day-by-day story.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen next.
But there's like reportedly 1,000 FBI agents that went through, combed this for Trump. I mean, I have to assume that he knows a lot more people than just Ghislaine Maxwell knows what's in the actual files, meaning him. Right?
Yeah, well, we saw the story break that, you know, Pam Bondi is reported to have briefed Donald Trump that, hey, sport, your name's in the files. And Donald Trump told the reporter, she never told me that. I'm waiting for reporters to begin hounding Pam Bondi to see if she will continue lying for him or not. I suspect she probably will. And then I also am looking forward to what Todd Blanche comes out of those 9 hours of meetings with and says, you know, for example, you know, she said Donald Trump did nothing wrong, but a whole bunch of Democrats did stuff wrong. My first question would be, well, then why didn't you release the files on day one of your administration if that was truth? Because it's not the truth.
Glenn, how do you answer that? He just made the charge again yesterday. If anything was in there, why didn't Biden release it? They would have released it by now. I mean, first of all, can you talk about the timeline of this? Weren't they sealed because things were ongoing?
When we talk about sealed, that talks about things that are in court. Right. Proper, whether part of a criminal case or part of civil cases brought by the victims. There are sealing orders that judges will issue so the public can't get a hold of sensitive, you know, victim-related information, for example. But the stuff that's sitting, the, you know, hundreds of thousands of pages of documents and videos and DVDs that are sitting in the possession of the Department of Justice, that's not sealed. Those represent the Epstein files. And now, did Joe Biden make promises? I'm going to release. I don't remember him on the campaign trail running on, I'm going to release the Epstein files, the way Donald Trump and all of his right wing flunkies were yelling and screaming about. So it doesn't surprise me that Joe Biden wouldn't go in there and try to weaponize stuff that was in DOJ's possession against his political opponent, the way Donald Trump tries to weaponize stuff against his political opponent.
So, speaking of which, Department of Justice complained against U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, who has irked Trump with his rulings. He was the one that ordered them to turn the planes around, carrying Alberto, you know, Garcia and others to El Salvador. In April, he found probable cause for Trump administration to be held in contempt. The DOJ is requesting that Boasberg be investigated by the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. and be removed from the deportation case. I mean,
This is gaslighting, plain and simple. You know, if anybody, and I'm doing a video on my Justice Matters YouTube channel today about this, I tried cases with Judge Boasberg. I supervised Judge Boasberg when he was a homicide prosecutor in D.C. before he was appointed to the bench by who first? George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And then he was appointed thereafter by Barack Obama. So he's respected on both sides of the aisle. But, you know, if you read the Washington Post series about how many times the Trump administration has flirted with violating court orders, has misrepresented things to federal judges, it's all laid out. The stats are there. So what do? When they keep getting caught red-handed, they gaslight and they say, Judge Boasberg did these things. No, he didn't. Again, this is more distraction.
A couple of wins. Federal judge has blocked the administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. A federal judge Friday dismissed in its entirety the Trump administration's lawsuit against Illinois, Cook County, and City of Chicago over sanctuary city policies. The judge said the Trump administration lacks standing to invalidate state, city, and county laws.
Yeah.
We are having some victories, aren't we?
A lot of victories, and those are points of light. In a very real sense, Steph, the federal trial court judges and the federal courts of appeal judges are protecting the American people and everybody in the United States against a criminal, corrupt, and abusive president. That's what they're doing. And, you know, Trump's third-rate DOJ lawyers are going down in flames in case after case after case. Judge Emmett Sullivan, who famously presided over the Mike Flynn case and said, you, sir, arguably sold out your country, he just authored an opinion ruling against the Trump administration on this congressional appropriation and apportionment case. I won't unpack all that. But the end of his opening salvo in his order against the Trump administration is, and I quote, stop violating the law, exclamation point, is what that federal court judge said to the Trump administration. So the federal courts are holding strong, but the Supreme Court, I get it. And, you know, they will, I think, continue to hold strong. And so Donald Trump will get more desperate and he will violate more court orders. And then this is all going to reach ahead.
So this one I've been waiting to talk to you because I know you've been traveling and whatever. Pam Keith said, what I cannot fathom is why any court is allowing alligator Auschwitz to exist. Inhumane detention facilities violate the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, prohibiting cruel and unusual punishment. Thomas said, we've been saying this for weeks. The Everglades Detention Center is operated by the state of Florida with no real federal authority. The people detained there don't have access to legal processes. What the state of Florida is doing is illegal. And it's not just Florida. They're, you know, opening these centers everywhere. Under what authority, Glenn, do we have to imprison people that have what equates to maybe a traffic ticket? If it's a misdemeanor,
it's really the equivalent of kidnapping and false imprisonment is what it is. And when Pam, and I agree with Pam, you know, why are courts letting them get away with it? And I think the answer at this moment is there have not been legal challenges filed yet to that concentration camp, that internment camp that they created in the Everglades in Florida. But those legal challenges, I'm sure, are being drafted as we speak. And, you know, they're holding these people incommunicado. So they can't even get themselves in front of a court to start challenging it. But, you know, this is yet another example of how lawsuits will be filed. Courts will rule against Trump. And eventually we will see this concentration camp taken down, I suspect.
Oh, I hope so. All right. I've snagged you into another. We have to talk about CBS and about Harvard. Stay. 21. 21.
You can snag me anytime, Steph.
Oh. Hello. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Knockbox.
Knockbox.
Yep. That's right. Are you traveling? Are you going to leave instructions for your house sitter? Name and number of your vet. Code to your alarm system. What all do you do?
Your legal papers?
Legal lady peppers. What?
What?
TheKnockbox.com. The code is Stephanie. Do it now. N-O-K-B-O-X. You need all that stuff. It's a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. I meant my legal lady papers. That's legal lady letters. That's what I meant.
Your legal lover letters?
Right. What? No. Every Knockbox comes with that list. Helps you get everything in there to manage your estate once you're gone. Insurance policies, keys to your storage unit, you name it. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a
Knockbox.
Nah. Stephanie Miller, listeners, save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com and use that code Stephanie for 16% off.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known.
Well, second most awesome.
Right, of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Well, remember when public school was for, you know, learning, math, science, maybe some awkward square dancing in gym class? Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. Yep, it's full-on religious takeover of public education, funded by your tax dollars, thanks to voucher programs that funnel public money into private religious schools. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511 to join the fight. Text Miller to 511-511, ffrf.us/school, or text that last name Miller to 511-511. Because seriously, Jesus doesn't belong in the homeroom. Data rates may apply. That's ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
So bad. I need Glenn Kirshner to explain the penal code to me again.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Stephanie Louise Miller.
Glenn, the Justice Department has had to drop a bunch of cases against L.A. protesters out here because U.S. immigration officers and Border Patrol got caught lying and making false statements. All of us in L.A. have been telling you they came and they antagonized and made peaceful protests into something they weren't, and now they got busted. California says F off, as Emil Bove would say. obviously, that's an interesting legal thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of an 11 on the legal Richter scale, though people may not appreciate the significance of it. When you have the Department of Justice, Steph, bringing a whole bunch of felony charges, and they all fall apart almost instantly, and they have to be dismissed because of misconduct by law enforcement agents and perhaps some prosecutors. You know, I was a Fed for 30 years. That never happens except in a Trump administration when the DOJ is no longer concerned with the law or with our constitutional rights. I mean, it doesn't take a lawyer to know that when, you know, these ICE agents are running through Home Depot parking lots and produce fields, just tackling anybody who looks like they might be an immigrant, that violates the Fourth Amendment's protection against an unreasonable tackling, an unreasonable seizure of somebody. Yeah. And now they're getting court. They're getting caught in court day after day.
So Harvard may settle with Trump administration for $500 million. This is more than the $200 Columbia paid. Trump has privately demanded Harvard pay far more than Columbia. George Conway says giving Trump a win here would indelibly stain Harvard and damage it deeply in the eyes of its myriad constituencies, particularly its alumni, myself included, who would revolt, not to mention the nation and the world. But more important than Harvard's loss would be the victory for autocracy and extortion and lawlessness. lawlessness that a settlement would represent. It would be a colossal and grievous and historic mistake, no matter what's in the fine print. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that if Harvard settles, it will not only tarnish Harvard for all of time, it will endanger everyone. It will endanger every other institution of higher learning, because Trump will be emboldened. He will again see that his dirty and unlawful tactics work. They enrich him. And then we are all in greater peril. So I wish people would stop giving the bully their lunch money willingly.
Yes. Yep. See, I didn't even get to CBS because I... All right. We love you, Glenn. See
you Friday.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've had some intense heat over the last week, and that can lead to buckling pavement. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how it happens.
A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. It can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heave from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern when people hit those. Unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions, but at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information. You know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news. Relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday, and crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More and more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Our next show, we're taking the day off, but we'll revisit our interview with Tom and Christy Manis, authors of Historic Wisconsin Roadside Attractions.
It should be a fun show, so check it out.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Law.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
criticize the people who aren't showing full transparency, you ought to go after the administrations that went easy on Jeffrey Epstein, the administrations that concealed this case for 20 years, and the administrations that failed to show full transparency. Donald J. Trump, I'm telling you, he's got nothing to hide. His administration has got nothing to hide. And that's why he's been an advocate for full transparency in this case.
Oh, for the love of all things
JD
holy.
Vance, that's funny. You are a... And also, we are not boo-boo the fool up in here. Again, Alex Acosta gave him a sweetheart deal. Pam Bondi was the Florida AG when all this was going on. Give me a break. Again, as Glenn just said to us, the files are sealed when they're ongoing.
Right.
So, okay. I can't anymore go through the timeline. Okay. Chris,
yes.
Who said Abraham Lincoln said we have a great task remaining before us? The government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. As enabled by many criminal associates, Trump is trying to convert ours into a government against the people. We will not let him. Who said that?
America Ferrara.
No. Oh, that was a good guess. That's a really good guess. No, that was Glenn Kirshner.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I didn't get to...
You didn't
say
sport. That's why you didn't know this.
Yeah, you should have said sport.
we love when he calls people sport and champ.
Yeah.
Okay. we were talking to him about the legality of these absolute concentration camps, and I have to hope, you know, Glenn's happy-clappy like I am, that justice in the end will matter and that this won't stand. But I don't know if you've heard these latest. CNN heard from 8 detainees at Alligator Auschwitz and described the immigration centers as a type of torture. They said, one of them said, I no longer know when it's daytime or when it's nighttime. They follow you when you're walking to the shower with your hands on your head. There's more mosquitoes than water. There's 32 per cell or per cage, really. It's a metal cage. 24 LED lights on the roof are kept on all day and night. He described the food as terrible in very, very small portions. Some people are starving. Nobody's been able to see a lawyer here. Roger Moreno, who came to the U.S. in 1994 and has only traffic violations on his criminal records, said the toilets overflow with sewage when it rains. He said there's no air conditioning, mosquitoes coming in from all sides. I mean, again, you don't get sentenced to that for misdemeanors.
No, you don't.
You know,
you don't.
And it's just under what authority are we doing this? And it's I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time before people start dying. They're not getting their insulin. They're not getting medical care. All right. I didn't get to CBS with, I think we get Glenn's point about Harvard, about bending the knee, about, this is what happens when you bend the knee. So it appears a bias monitor will make sure that CBS's reporting meets the standards demanded by Trump. Oh, that sums up journalism, doesn't it, in a democracy? The FCC commissioner, Ana Gomez, who's the commission's only Democrat, said the agency is imposing never-before-seen controls over newsroom decisions and editorial judgment in direct violation of the First Amendment and the law.
Yep.
I mean, that again,
that's
I didn't have
is.
Time to get to all of it with Glenn, but right?
Yeah.
How is that not
that's against
direct
the First
violation?
Yes.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
Yes, because it's the democracy, stupid. Now available at stephaniemiller.com. All right. And also, Chris, I didn't get, we talked about it. You said in the first hour, like, why don't Democrats do something? And I was, you know, going to ask Glenn, I don't know what else they can do, you know, legally speaking. They're, you know, Ro Khanna, they're doing the petition that Thomas Massie joined to release the files. So they're working through congressional channels. Hopefully, you know, they got enough Republicans to join them on the last thing before they broke. But, you know, yeah, Dick Durbin sent a letter saying we want to see the Ghislaine Maxwell. At least it shines a light on what they're doing.
He can't subpoena
yes, of course
it.
We know that. Right. He doesn't have the power to subpoena it. So, like, I get what you're saying when Democrat wrote a letter. But it's like, at least it says, we see you. It's on the record. Like, what? How come you didn't bring a witness? How come you didn't bring a court reporter? We're supposed to just believe Todd Blanche on what Ghislaine Maxwell said? I mean, but I don't know what else you...
When he does something like that, it just shines a light on their inability to do anything.
So what? But so they shouldn't have asked?
You know, it just makes them look weak. That's all it does. And
so they should just say nothing.
They should do something like the Texas Democrats.
Okay, but
doing.
They can't legally. They don't have any legal powers. What Jody's saying.
Well,
they don't have.
They can't do
power.
Exactly that, but they can find something.
Okay. Well, you tell me what. Then.
I have no. I am not a parliamentarian.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
I wasn't able to think of this Texas thing, but this Texas thing is absolutely brilliant.
Well, they've done it before, and it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works. They did it in, Oregon.
Oregon,
previously. Yeah. So as Republicans in Texas move full steam ahead with a plan to, for redistricting, mm-hmm. Democrats are privately mulling their options, including an expensive and legally dicey quorum break. If they go that route, it will have the backing of big dollar Democratic donors. This, I like Democrats putting their money where their mouth is, yep. where it will help, right? So by fleeing the state to deprive the legislature of enough members to function, Democrats would each incur a fine of $500 a day and face threat of arrest. Deep-pocketed donors within the party appear ready to cover these expenses. So, you know, I mean, in theory, it would be good to stop it before we have to go tit for tat, because right. then it's like, all right, well, now California's going to do it. New York's going to do it. I mean, I prefer, hoping that Republicans will play by the rules seems like a lost cause to go, well, why don't we all just have independent commissions and take this out of this partisan hackery in the first place?
Unfortunately, that's up to the state. Right. You know, the federal government can't
dictate
how. Right,
and Republicans just don't play fair.
Right.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is it would be good if you found a way to stop it before we have to go, you know. Because then it's just like you said, I think, last week, Jody, it's just about getting money out of politics entirely. Yes. You know what I mean? It's just,
it's,
I don't know.
It's got to go.
Yeah.
Until Citizens United is overturned.
Well, it's not even that. It goes farther back than that, but, you know.
Money is speech, according to the Supreme
yes.
Court. So,
can I just say, I love this one. Senator Patty Murray said, satire and ridicule are important tools for a civil society working to stave off authoritarianism. I just want to say, again, bully, on what Stephen Colbert is doing every night, what Daily Show is doing, what South Park did. What was the word Charlie used? I feel... I'm emboldened.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's what happens when you model courage, right. is emboldens other people. It's the point of it. It's not just you. It's that emboldens other people. So I just want to say, yeah, we've been playing clips. Jimmy Fallon was great. Jon Stewart. Wayne says, someday this will be known as the dark ages of the United States, when the rest of the world was innovating in science, technology, medicine, alternative energy, transportation, etc., and we decided to put our stupidest people in charge.
Yeah.
Every time he's overseas,
it's embarrassing.
It's even worse, right? Carl said, every time I hear him speak, I remember Canada picked an economist trained at Oxford. Mexico chose a physicist with a PhD, while we chose a racist sexual predator with the ethics of a bankrupt carnival barker, because electing a woman was just a step too far. It was interesting talking to Anna Ortiz, and she was talking about her mother, mm-hmm. saying even back during the Obama-Clinton primary, she just said, you watch, misogyny's worse. And she's right so far, right?
So far.
Yeah. And by the way, her daughter's hot and totally stacked. Okay.
Stephanie.
What?
Do you want
did
to
I
continue?
Say that part?
Yeah,
did
that
I say that part
loud.
Out loud?
That
you
was
did.
Out loud.
Oh.
Inside voice. Yes.
Oh.
When right. it comes to that. You can talk about all sorts right. of other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Call to activism says, breaking, after demanding that Gaza thank him, Trump is now mumbling nonsense to cover his ass. We're going to be getting some good, strong food. What the hell does that even mean? The man's brain is applesauce. Now, we've said, I think, tapioca with syphilitic brain worms.
Right. I think that's
some
more
people
accurate.
Go with applesauce.
I think it's more accurate.
Maybe boba.
What is?
I
like boba.
Yeah.
What is he? He's talking about some nuclear dust. What was he? I don't, yeah, just the, like we were saying, the montage of other leaders' faces, like listening to him is just, okay. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Jody. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
You know, I'm glad Glenn Kirshner more succinctly than I did said the top, because I was going to say, I was going to put going on a riff about hypocrisy and that the Trump administration brought out the charges. But it's okay. I don't mind being outstaged by him. I mean, when I met him, I started to introduce myself. He literally said, oh, I know who you are. Kevin from D.C. I've been in the afterglow of that for two, 3 years, so that's fine. So because of that, he kind of took everything I was going to say. You've often complained about shows that don't show the proper affection women in mainstream media. So may I suggest this show to you?
Yes.
The Perfection, which I did before Chris Vito, because it was violent, which it was. He had a good point.
The
so
Perfection?
There is
yes.
a many.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
no,
violent.
She would not like
so,
that at all.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah. So there is one called currently on Netflix called The Hunting Wives, which stars Brittany Stowe. She's probably best known for Pitch Perfect, although I liked her from a movie called
Pitch Perfect.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, well, now you've stirred up another division here in the studio. Belle and I are totally Pitch Perfect girls, and these two with a horrible taste.
They refuse. The Capricorns.
Well,
in the
let
room.
Me tell you.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm only going to watch series with Anna Ortiz in it. By the way, I'm on season 4 of Devious Maid, so I'm going to have to go to her house. She's going to have to tell me stories when this is over until her new Kerry Washington series comes out. It's really bad.
It all goes back to Pitch Perfect. So
it does. How can you not like Pitch Perfect?
Oh, it didn't move me.
You know what? You know where I'm going? You know where I'm going?
I don't
to
like auto-tune that much.
You know Oh, you be
Well,
watch.
It's a movie. They're not going to actually sing a cappella.
It's a movie about a cappella.
Well, yeah, but it's a movie.
Jody, would you like another saucer of milk for breakfast?
Wow.
These singers are so catty. I know. I must go to my happy place, and that's Michael.
Michael.
Pretty Stephanie, you know me. I'm really not one to say sappy things or express how I feel. But,
oh, he's definitely not known for that at all.
No.
But you don't just fill the airwaves with love and hope. You aren't only funny and beautiful. You're all those things and more without effort. And my wife just got home, so I got to go. P.S. You're pretty. Okay, Michael.
You don't even mention the number of, like, heart face emojis that he puts in.
No.
There. He is. It's he said so that much. I look at Anna Ortiz the way he looks at me. Oh, speaking of love stories, Christy Noem is down in Argentina on another taxpayer-funded adventure with her chief of staff and special friend, Corey Lewandowski. Did you see it? It looks like a Kotex commercial. They're riding horses on the beach. You're paying for that. Just saying.
Personally, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Kotex.
Yeah, you are.
I haven't paid for those in years.
Yeah.
All right.
Neither have you, Stephanie.
Are you watching the new, what do you call it? And Just Like That. I love it.
No.
The Sex and the City sequel.
See, that's one thing I do not subscribe to. I cannot watch the reboot. I can't do it.
I think it's the one I'm thinking of where she keeps carrying around like feminine products like 10 years after. And they're like, why do you have those?
Just in case somebody else needs them.
Yes. She's like, I could. All right, 47.
Do women in women's rooms ask around if they have...
If they're out?
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the girl code.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
I usually just carry them with me all the time, just in case.
Right, okay.
Just in case.
Yeah, okay.
Aww. Look at Jody and I looking at the young men.
I remember those days. Oh, it sucks.
Oh, no, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
It totally sucked. Yeah, I hate it.
I would just yell at my lady parts. I'm not having a child. Stop doing this every month.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. I don't need a reminder. That plus my childbearing hips that my mother gave me.
Oh, no. Michael, tell her how beautiful she is. Bella's so beautiful. You are. You're beautiful.
I'm not using these. I don't need a wide set. Child.
It did make me feel bad because it's a whole, like, right? Like, you're bodybuilding a whole little nest every month.
No.
Like, oh, and you're, like, putting up scaffolding. And you're like, stop it. I'm not ever going to. See, now the whole thing got to let it all go every month because it's not. I'm not using it.
I agree. I'm with you.
I am horrified.
Poor Chris.
Aww.
Too much menstruation talk.
Yes!
See? Anna Ortiz made you question, and now you're like, ew, lady parts.
Period. Oh, no!
Trombones and stuff.
Hey!
It's the best form of feminine protection. That's all you need. You don't need a gun. Just whip out a box of tampons. Yes. It says men all they're like, ow! They recoil in horror.
Yeah.
Get away. They're super plus. Okay.
Super. What does that mean?
It's the big ones.
Miami days.
Yeah. I use those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one you always get the price check on. Price check on a box of giant buffalo
pads.
Heavy plugs. For heavy flow lady here.
Have you ever sent Jack out to get some?
No, actually.
Oh, my roommate would do that for me.
That's the true test of
my old roommate.
That's really nice.
Totally do that.
Okay.
The politics bar.
He knew that he didn't need them.
You can tell from how he says the politics bar.
That's my husband, not my friend.
Right.
Oh,
two different people.
Her husband did the promo for her podcast.
Yes.
The politics bar.
It's
I'll play it for you.
Please. So Monco. 40. All right. That is a guy that does not buy tampons. 40 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Whee! State of the world today, right? It makes you angry, depressed, overwhelmed. We're going, going the wrong way, right? We're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
There are many ways you can make a difference. One way you can make the world a little bit better, one small, easy thing, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. It's a progressive phone company that has donated $11 billion, I'm going to say, roughly, because I'm not keeping track, you know. It was $95 million. That was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
To all the progressive nonprofits that need our support more than ever right now. When you join Credo, you get the fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Even bring your current phone and number, and switching is just so easy. And here's another win. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by the Anna Ortiz and Doris Vibrians.
Yes.
She just blurted out that unsolicited testimonial.
She did.
Wow. If you want to be as beautiful as she is, get some Vibrians.
Get it.
She knows good face stuff, I'm telling you. Vibrian Super C Serum, it's my favorite. I love it. Oh, my God, it's citrusy. It's amazing. It feels so good going on. It can replace everything. Your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients. What you got in there? Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, delivers noticeable results. You get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and spots, and you might get a series with Ava Longoria.
There you go.
I don't know.
That's not a promise.
That's to, okay. That's
an audition.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrians.com/Stephanie. That is Vibriance. Vibrians.com/Stephanie. 55 minutes after the hour, Jody Hamilton's here from the Politics Bar.
The Politics Bar.
Bella just finally
it's taken
heard that.
3 hours,
loved
but the
it.
Dogs have finally calmed down.
Yes. The coyotes have left.
Yes. Animals strike curious poses. They felt the heat between me and Anna Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Dogs are all riled up. Ow. Now I'm going to have to apologize to her, not just for yesterday's show, but for today's show as well, where we apologized for sexually harassing her and then re-sexually harassed her again.
You did.
Yes. You need to send her a note.
You participated. By the way, you guys, I doubt the science behind, because we were saying I'm all walled and gated here because there was a lot of coyotes out. That's why they were all right. And I was saying, how do they, because I've had giant dogs and you said, oh, they can smell their little dogs. I'm like, how can
they can just smell the animals. It doesn't matter what size they
are. And then you said, yeah, that's right. I'm like, you don't.
Because I was doing something else and I wasn't listening. I just agreed.
There's not a small
so much
dog smell.
To sit next to each
Because I said, how would they know? Because you can't see in here. I was like, how would they know? They're little dogs and not giant dogs.
Tommy Lee's dog got grabbed by a coyote and it was over a fence and the dog got grabbed.
But you can't see in here anywhere. So you, Chris and you said, oh, there's small dog smell. There's
not a small dog smell.
She said something and I said, yes, dear.
I just said smell. I never said small. You're adding a qualifier.
If I want to hear something dumb, I'll ask for John Kennedy. Here he is, Senator Kennedy.
I believe that the Bible is right. There is objective evil in this world.
Yes.
And there's absolutely no excuse for this happening. And in terms of how to fix it, let me say it again. We don't need more gun control. We need more idiot control, and that's what we need to be talking
about. Well, then you wouldn't be in Congress if we idiot-proofed Congress, but I am so sick of this.
Me too.
You know, Jody, like we said at the top of the show, them just, it's never about the guns, right?
Ooh.
It's always like, what did Charlie Kirk call it? Oh, people that don't belong here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was a citizen. Like, they say that even if it's not, you know.
And obviously with the CTE, he felt awful.
Yeah.
You know, and I assume he shot himself in his chest, because if he did it any other way, they won't be able to check his brain.
I'm not sure that that's an excuse for what he did.
Yeah, it is not an excuse.
And then it's just
it might be a reason, but not an excuse.
What's, whatever Hannity and his tough guy guests saying, oh, they would have done something. And it's like, oh, please.
That's like a male fantasy.
You know
it is. It is total male fantasy.
You know what they would have done? Male fantasy.
You know what they would have done? Norton. They would have done Norton. That's what they would have done.
You really don't want to keep quoting him?
Don't.
I don't.
No.
Conor
McGregor
really don't want to keep quoting him.
Is very problematic.
Yeah.
Can I just say that Trump doesn't believe anything unless he sees it on TV. Did you see him say, he said, based on television, those children look very hungry in Gaza.
Oh, my
really?
God.
We have intelligence services. Every human rights organization in the world could tell him that they're starving people in Gaza. And I'm like, I saw them on TV. They look very hungry. Oh, he said, you can't fake it. I'm like, are you assuming that other kids around the world have faked hunger? He's like, you can't fake that. They look very hungry. I just... His, you know, the stupid, Jody, whoever said that first about the stupid burning, don't you feel the burning?
It burns. Yep. The stupid does burn.
It's like an acidic, okay. Politics Bar. Check it out with Jody
every weekday.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow for Man Meat Wednesday.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Office workers in Manhattan are still talking about yesterday's New York City high-rise shooting.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized it wasn't just stairs or someone shooting a gun.
The gunman opened fire in the lobby of the building on Park Avenue, then took the elevator to the 33rd floor where he continued firing, killing four, wounding one before taking his own life. Police say he had a note on him claiming to have CTE and believing the NFL was somehow responsible. The NFL's offices are in that building. The Trump administration is proposing revoking a scientific finding that has long been the basis for regulating greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. The EPA rule has been around since 2009. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says it needs to be rewritten. A cooling jobs picture. Labor Department reporting employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies last month, less than in May. This is ABC News.